aimed at helping resolve issues at the heart of a year-and-a-half-long standoff between the world's largest economic powers. President Trump and Beijing's chief negotiator, Liu He, will sign the accord at the White House. Mr. Trump calls the agreement a major victory, under which China promises to increase its purchases of U.S. agricultural products. But the toughest issues, including structural reforms to China's economic system, have been put off until later. One concession from the U.S., taking China off a list of currency manipulators. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
China has made very strong commitments that they will not do currency manipulation. There'll be more transparency. This is part of the enforceable agreement. And based upon that, and based upon the commitments going forward, we got comfortable to change the designation.
For only the third time in American history, a U.S. president is about to go on trial in the Senate. The Democratic House of Representatives will vote today to send its two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 50 children and adults suffered minor injuries when a mist of jet fuel fell over several schools in the Los Angeles area Tuesday. The fuel had been dumped by a Delta Airlines crew. The jet was bound for China when it lost an engine and was forced to make an emergency return to Los Angeles International Airport. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran says the future of the 2015 nuclear agreement depends on Europe. This after Britain